Episode 11, Alone.
How do you know who you are if you never spend time alone? If you don't eat alone, if you don't live alone, if you don't sleep alone, if you don't travel alone, how do you know what you really want? What your goals are, what your interests are, what you prefer, what makes you happy, what doesn't? How do you know what you want if you're always influenced by someone else? When you're always around someone else, you don't. You can't. Being alone teaches you about you, and when you know yourself, you become a magnet for all your desires to come to you. And you don't even have to try very hard. It just happens because law of attraction is always in action, and so if you want something specific, then you have to know what that feels like and looks like. And the only way to know is to know yourself. Because when you know yourself, then you trust that what comes to you is right because yourself knows exactly what you want. And that's when life gets really good because you keep attracting more of what you really want. But it can be hard to get to that place of self-knowing. Being alone can be scary at first. It can feel very suffocating, especially if you hate yourself, if you don't trust yourself, if yourself has a lot of shame and guilt and heartbreak. So, being stuck alone with someone you don't really want to be around can be quite uncomfortable, to say the least. But if you don't like being around yourself, what makes you think other people want to be around you? And so if you don't give yourself a go, chances are you'll live a life that never feels very good. And if you never feel good, keep attracting more things that don't feel good. And the next thing you know, life is over and you'll leave and you'll never really get what you came here for. A deeper understanding of who you are and what you really want, which is more love. And trust me when I say, you'll regret it one day in time and space when you wish you had the power within to leap over tall mountains, to feel the power of your true self. So I just want to say, you're worth getting to know. And I know it's going to be hard at first, but tell yourself one thing.
What's that?
After the pain, there's love.
When's that? Our stories. Alone. Thank you for listening. Thank you for subscribing. It means a lot to me. Let's raise the frequency together. Yeah, check out artistaralone.com/artstories for the full story. Check me out on Instagram at artistaralone and at high frequency art. I love ya. Until next time, I'll be thinking of ya.